It's the day after Hannah's birthday party. Hannah opens her eyes.
Oh my god, where am I? What happened? What year is it? And who are you?
Hello, Hannah. I'm your doctor, Mrs. Stiller, and you are currently in a hospital. I'm glad you woke up. You had an alcohol poisoning and were in a coma. Don't worry, you will be all right. Hannah's mother enters the room.
Hello, darling. How are you? Are you all right? Does anything hurt? I worried about you so much. What were you thinking doing something like that? Are you out of your mind? Answer me.
Mother?
Yes?
Why are you so young? Do I hallucinate?
Oh, darling. No, you're not, sadly. But don't think I would excuse your behavior now just like this.
But why do I have a daughter then?
A daughter? You were in your hospital bed the whole night. The doctors told me you also talked in your sleep, so they suggested you would be probably hallucinating.
So what actually happened?
You had your birthday party last evening. Everything was okay until you decided to get yourself alcohol from the kitchen counter and get drunk. We had to call an ambulance. You blacked out.
Wow, I dreamt that I woke up in another bed and were an old woman. Also, my daughter came into this room. In the dream, I was married with Thomas. Can you believe that? It was horrible.
Hannah, you can't just say that. He's a very kind and polite person. I think it would be very good for you to marry him. I already planned your future and he really likes you.
But Mom, he's so boring. You can't talk about interesting things with him. He always sticks to his boring small talk.
Hannah, we have talked about this. You can't just marry whoever you want. Just think about it. With him on your side, you don't have to worry about anything in life.
I think my dream was a sign. I saw my life how it would be when I marry Thomas Smithson. I'll be an old woman with ugly kids who never had the courage to make her own decisions. I think I don't love Thomas, and I probably never will. I can't imagine my future to be like this dream. I want to live a happy life with someone who I really love.
Well, and who is this person? Do you have someone in mind?
I'm not sure if you like him, but his name is Rolf Wellings.
Rolf Wellings? Isn't that this boy everyone calls what? Hannah, that doesn't look like a good husband for you to me.
Don't listen to the rumors about Rolf. He's very polite and mature for his age. I often talk with him about books and other stuff I like, and he always listens to me. Also, I think he likes me. Mom, I really don't want my life to be like in that dream. I should have the right to decide who I want to marry in the future. Furthermore, I'll be the one who has to spend the rest of my life with that someone. How would you be able to choose that someone for me if I don't even know what I need for my future? So that's why I want to follow my heart.
I can choose the right person to marry for you because I've got a lot more life experience, darling. I know how you must feel in that moment. I've been there before, years ago, when I was your age. Believe me. At first, it will be hard, especially because of the major differences between both of you. But with time, you will see that he has talents and characteristics you have not even thought about wanting to see them in someone. So you start to fall for him, even if that means giving up your little effort or flirt or whatever you've had with Wolf Billingson. And the best part, you'll only notice years later that you've completely forgotten him.
Are you serious? You've been in my miserable situation years ago and you really want me to go through this just like you did? For what? Giving up all my dreams I've ever had for being a wife of someone I don't even care about? Instead of following my heart, making my dreams come true and live my life to the fullest? What is the point of this? Just to avoid breaking standards that are already outdated anyway. Such nonsense.
Nurse, enter the room.
Sorry for interrupting. Just wanted to let you know that you should come to the second floor to room 51 in 5 minutes to do a last checkup on you, so the doctor can decide whether you should be relieved or not.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll be there.
Nurse leaves the room.
I accompany you there.
Hannah and her mother enter room 51.
Hello, Hannah. You look much better now. Do you feel the same way?
Yes, miss. I do feel a lot better.
All right. Let's check up your blood count.
When it was all done and they got the results, Hannah was released. However, Mrs. Stiller recommended her to stay in bed the rest of the day. As soon as her nausea was gone, she should be able to resume her daily routine. Once they have come outside of hospital, both of them felt relief of having no need to stay there any longer. They both have an anxiety of being in hospitals.
Let's go grab some food. I'm starving. Where would you like to go to?
Honestly, I would prefer to grab something as a takeaway because I still feel pretty shaky on my legs.
Ooh, Hannah, I have thought about what you said in the hospital. I imagine myself when I was younger. You were right. I just want you to be happy, so I thought it would be better to pick someone out for you instead of letting you choose. In your age, I wished my mother would have let me choose who I want to marry. I don't want to be like my mother. I understand you.
Really?
Yes, I do. And I think you are old enough to make your own decisions, Hannah. And even when you make a mistake or a bad decision, you can learn from it.
Wow, I didn't expect that. Thank you so much for being so understanding. I appreciate that. This means a lot to me.
I support you, no matter what.
Thanks. So, are you still hungry? I'm feeling a little hungry now. Can we still go eat something?
Of course, darling. Let's go.
The end.